This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Manning might not be in the class. Everyone seems to think the Manning family will tell him to go back no matter what happens to Texas for another year and make $20 million in NIL and whatever. You're also going to have a better pick and need to move up less, if at all, to get the quarterback you like. So the word useful is very operative here.
Donnie, I'll throw it to you. It's either 17 games of Aaron Rodgers or you split 17 games between Mason Rudolph and Will Howard this year. Which one would you do?
And, like, I have to choose to split it? I mean, like, it couldn't just be
Mason?
No,
it could
be.
It could be.
I mean, to me, Mason should get, like, 12 games, and if you're 4-8, buddy, guess what? Will Howard starts.
That's what I mean.
Five.
It's just, like, the 17 games are going to be, I mean, if Mason's good, then you never go to Howard. But, like, those are your two options
okay,
versus Rodgers.
I thought you meant, like, going into the year, like, each guy has to go right down the middle.
No.
They're playing 8.5 games.
No, Mason should be the starter
until
he proves that he stinks.
You divvy him up based on how they perform. But it's those two guys versus just Aaron Rodgers plays every game.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the side the whole time where I would go with Mason. Like, where my interest in having Aaron Rodgers was never really up there because this isn't the same Aaron Rodgers that I think people are trying to talk themselves into.
That's a very good way of putting it. Talk yourself into this guy turning back the clock and being what he was a number of years ago.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, we're going to get an MVP, a four-time MVP quarterback coming in here. Get those Super Bowl tickets. You know, put your lawn chair on Fifth Avenue for the parade route. Like,
was that what people were doing back then in 2009? Chris,
parking,
you were around. Were people putting lawn chairs out
for that?
They
were taking those parking chairs, and they became parade chairs.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that's what you're going to get out of this guy. My thought is that the ceiling with him is, what, maybe 11 wins? Like, maybe one win better than next year?
I think the ceiling is probably...
Maybe a playoff win? Maybe.
The ceiling with him is probably 10-7, 11-6. It's a hard schedule on paper. I know everyone hates hearing that in late April or early May because no one knows how good some of these teams are actually going to be. It's probably, though, in like the thing that matters here, maybe one playoff win where if he gave you a decent version of himself, better than the Jets got, but not like spectacular, where you actually want to sign him for another year and keep him going, he probably can beat like a lower level AFC playoff team in the right situation.
If I told you guys that Aaron Rodgers was going to come here,
yes,
and he was going to have 25 touchdowns this year and 7 interceptions, would you sign up for that? That's the only thing I'm telling you. 17
I mean,
games,
my head,
25
yeah,
touchdowns,
7 interceptions.
Those are
ultimately pretty good numbers, yes.
Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's almost what I would expect if he came
here.
He always has a good touchdown-interception ratio. It's like the best in league history.
I hate that game, though, because we all know that we learned this with Wilson. Reading
it's not
a box,
just the box
score.
That's why I brought it up.
Does not give you the full picture. Because if he has 7 interceptions because he's pulling punches and he's not gunslinging, then he's not doing his
Russell
job.
Russell Wilson had 16 touchdowns to 5 interceptions in 11 games last year. If you extrapolate that out to 17 games, it's 25 touchdowns and 7 picks.
Yeah, not all 25 set. Like, if he throws 7 picks and no touchdowns in the first 2 games, and then the next 15, it's 25 tutties, no picks, he just plays flawless ball, that's a lot different.
All right, Donnie, we have more from Roethlisberger. Would you rather hear him give a shout-out to a fan PM team listener Or would you rather hear him take what I thought when I first heard it was a shot at Malzi?
Let's go shot at Malzi first.
All right. So this is Ben wrapping up his analysis on why he liked the Will Howard pick. And you tell me, Chris, if you think
he's
passive aggressively taking a shot at you with this comment.
You know, there was someone I heard, there was a knock. Well, he played with a bunch of NFL caliber talent. Well, what's he going to be playing with now? Who did he beat NFL caliber talent teams to?
Right.
You know, that's the most ridiculous remark I've ever heard. I don't even know who made it.
Did I say that about Howard?
Well, so that's what I was trying to figure out.
I'm actually going to defend Chris here. I mean, he may have said it, but that's like always the consensus with Ohio State guys, is it not? That is one of the all-time knocks. Like, well, look at who he had around him. He's got wide argument. Receiver U at Ohio State.
It's true. I mean, it is true. We made that argument against Harris when they drafted him. Like, he's running behind a bunch of road graders.
But I don't remember ever saying that specifically about Howard, and I'm trying to think if anybody else on the radio station did.
I don't even think it's that. Like, I think you're, like, almost...
The little bit of disdain, though, in his voice makes me think, like, I don't even know who said it.
Like, it sounded like he wanted to throw shade at a certain individual by, like, citing what they said, but not, like, wanting to use their name because that name was, like, beneath him or below him.
Maybe, but that's not, like, an island take.
I agree.
Plenty of people are like, oh, he's an Ohio State quarterback.
Okay, realistically speaking, who on this station, and I know some people who work for this company are going to hate me doing this because they think I love being the center of attention because Ben doesn't like me and I've never said really nice things about him, blah, blah, blah. Okay, he's not going to say that.
What a setup.
He's not going to say that about Pony. Those two work together, combined to, I think, do the single best player radio show I've ever heard.
Thank you.
I mean, most of the credit goes to you, Pony.
Do you think that Roethlisberger would give you evil eye to the degree that Shelton gave me? Could you see some evil eye?
One of two things I think would happen if we like ran into each other
you challenge immediately to a game of golf?
No, I not
winner take all.
The way I'm playing right now, I'd just hand him over my money if that was what I did. I'd be like, here, you could take everything I got. He'd either ignore me like you're such a worm of a human being, you're beneath me, or I would get a pretty solid evil eye. But he wouldn't hate Donnie football. Donnie cried when he retired his final game.
Starkey,
I think he would be okay with.
Papiani, absolutely not. Yeah, he has great reverence.
Even though Joe was on the show with me when we would often have a field day with Ben's comments, Joe then did the show, and I think Ben would respect him for that.
Doran wouldn't say that about Howard.
And also, I think there's still a fraternity of, oh, you played in the NFL for like more than a game.
So that's an absolute
So I think I'm the only one here that would probably catch
and
that
I don't
straight.
Think Crowley said that. But is that how you feel about Howard? So maybe you didn't say it. Could you see yourself saying that?
I could see myself using the NFL talent argument, no question. Okay. I think there's a real chance I might have said that about Will Howard and said, like, yeah, I'm a little skeptical. The guy's a great athlete.
You know, there was someone I heard, there was a knock. Well, he played with a bunch of NFL caliber talent. Well, what's he going to be playing with now? Who did he beat NFL caliber talent teams to?
Right.
You know, that's the most ridiculous remark I've ever heard.
I think it's me. I think he's, when he gets to that's the most ridiculous remark ever.
All right.
I think that's me.
So here's why I think there's a better chance it's you. Because the next clip I have is him. I absolutely think he's referencing something that Johnny the Barber has said.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe this. We already have an example of when Ben went on his podcast and talked about Tony and Greensburg's story.
Love that.
Of Aaron Rodgers looking for houses. So we know that things that get said on the show somehow have a way of making their way back to Ben.
Yes.
How about this comment from Big Ben?
Will Howard, the quarterback.
Yes. Yep.
Physical, big, strong quarterback. They've been calling him Ben 2.0. That's what I heard. That's what I haven't said, at least.
Wait, what's the end of that clip after Ben 2.0? Because as soon as
Hold
he
on.
Said that,
Will
I lost
Howard, the
it.
Quarterback.
Yes. Yep.
Physical, big, strong quarterback. They've been calling him Ben 2.0.
Oh.
That's what I heard. That's what I haven't said, at least.
That is, okay, I thought it was pretty likely that the first one was a little shot at me, which is fine.
Who else has said it besides JTV?
Johnny the Barber has just said Ben, and here's the thing. We like to reference Johnny the Barber's YouTube comments or tweets, and we'll reference we'll make lots of Will Howard jokes, and we did running up to the draft about, oh, he's Ben 2.0. Johnny has called in and said he's Ben 2.0. If we think that all of this came about because Ben does, whether he'll admit it or not, listen to the show somewhat regularly, then that's 100% a sly Johnny the Barber reference.
What do you think, Don?
I think that's more likely than him just singling out Chris for the last one.
Way more believable.
So we,
because who else has really done
that? Johnny's the only person who's called him that.
Because I know Gruden brought up like Josh Allen.
Right, he said, because he said, you're 6'4", 230, same size, or both, down to the pound.
So Ben just got a plaque from YouTube for hitting 100,000 subscribers to his YouTube page.
Well, congrats to him and to Spence.
Yeah, they've grown this thing out big time.
So he's going to keep doing this for the foreseeable future. How much money do you think he's making off of 100,000 subscribers?
Well, he's got a Giant Eagle sponsorship now, too, so I think a lot. So he's doing this, he's making good money, and he's working in references to one of the lunatic fringe listeners to our show.
I mean, I think the king of the lunatic fringe. I think Johnny would be
physical, big, strong quarterback. They've been calling him Ben 2.0.
I love that the preface is physical, big, strong quarterback. You know, they've been calling him Ben 2.0.
No, they haven't. There's literally one person.
There's one man. I think that is borderline 100% that he just took Johnny the Barber's comment and made it his own. I love it too. I think that's like great.
I think it's probably
the barber's dealing with no power right now. I think he's one of the many affected without power.
In Cannonsburg, when
Johnny gets power and this gets back to him, man, what a pop!
Will he ever have it? Hearing that,
he'll make him an honorary Buckeye. I think he'll like retroactively make Ben an Ohio
gentleman,
State grad.
You know he wanted to be a Buckeye.
Just like Joe Burrow, despite going to LSU. You know, he's a Buckeye. Joe Burrow.
I do think, I forget if Johnny mentioned it during one of his calls, but I mean, if Ben was around in the transfer portal freedom era, he would have ended up at Ohio State.
He would have said something like, you know, gentlemen,
we would have kicked Craig Krenzel to the curb for Ben. Yeah,
we would have backed up the truck for Benjamin Roethlisberger, and no one can avoid the temptation of Ohio State, the Ohio State
University. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Join Adam Crowley and True Fan Travel on a once-in-a-lifetime adventure to Ireland when the Black and Gold play across the pond this fall. 5 nights in Dublin that includes tours of Guinness and Jameson, pregame tailgate party, game tickets, and more. Hotel and land or land-only packages are available. For information on how you can take over Ireland with Crowley, go to 937thefan.com. Sad news passed along from Andy Lindberg. The Fiori's Pizzeria condemned that building. We were saying, could they stay open without a roof?
No.
No. is the answer.
God, I hope they're able, that's an institution. I know I'm not a pizza guy, but I hope they're able to maybe, I mean, knock it down, rebuild. Seems like if your building has been condemned, that's probably the best shot you've got.
So condemned means like this building
not
is
not suitable for like inhabitants.
It isn't safe.
Basically. Yeah, I mean, an old house I used to party at in North Oakland that my buddy lived at while he was at Pitt got condemned a couple of years after we were.
Donnie, remember on The Wire where they'd hide those bodies in those old condemned houses?
Oh yeah.
And that one girl went to Home Depot and was trying to find the right
Snoop
nail gun.
You know
for
the story
it?
With her with that actress.
She was an actual. Like member of the crew that they
yes.
were.
Yes, and the guy that played Omar like discovered her and was like, "She has to be on the show."
Man,
and boom.
Not as good as Sopranos, but it was a classic.
There are a lot of people that put them 1-2 on the list of prestige shows ever.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They don't put the show Wings on there.
Northern Exposure. Twin Peaks.
They don't put Stark Raving Mad.
Mad About You with Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser.
Donnie was just bitching up a storm about Helen Hunt the other day.
I wouldn't say that. I just said...
Saying how overrated she was as an actress.
Never really did it for me in Twister.
And the other actress, the love interest, the other one, the brunette is married to like an owner of an NBA
What's
team,
the one with her and Jack Nicholson?
As Good As It Gets. That movie got great reviews.
That was kind of the Bill Belichick situation before the Bill Belichick situation. He's playing an old dude, and he's got a young lady love interest.
It's the whole situation in real time with Belichick is becoming very,
very
strange.
He put out another statement today about the Sunday morning interview.
Very strange.
Speaking of CBS, Aditi Kinkabala joined us now, brought to you by Bet365. Hello, Aditi.
A remotely valid comparison. The Helen Hunt character was not that bleep crazy in that movie. And no one was worrying for Jack Nicholson's health or well-being or if he was being held hostage.
People are doing those things about Bill Belichick right now?
I mean, how are you viewing all of this?
I think he's whipped. Like no man I've ever seen before at that age.
Like, really?
You disagree?
You don't think that there's like something else very, very, very odd going on.
Of course it's odd.
Are you suggesting Anna Nicole Smith would date that was married to that like 90-year-old guy who looked like he was on death's door kind of situation, Aditi?
I know what you're talking about with that.
I mean, but he hadn't completely lost his personality in every way. We've known a certain personality, character that Bill Belichick has been, and in the last year... if he were a football player, you'd wonder if he'd been concussed 100 times.
I think people have these changing of identities sometimes with who they date and who they go with. I see it happen all the time. But this is an extreme example of it.
I don't think he ever should have broken up with his previous long-term girlfriend.
I think she broke up with him.
Well, why? Because he didn't want to get married or something?
I don't know. I don't know the full story there.
Well, he screwed that one up because they seemed like a healthy match.
You're saying this isn't?
You know what? It's funny. Yeah, I was given this advice this today. Isn't. Wait, but I was given this advice today that as journalists, and I agree with this. I think this is a fair, I shouldn't say advice. This is a conversation. In general, I don't really feel like it's our place to talk about somebody's personal life until and unless you feel it is affecting what they're able to do professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Bill Belichick is doing this interview and forget that he's wearing this like whatever ratty shirt. It's not even a North Carolina shirt.
Navy.
And how is he representing the university right now? And is he recruiting? And why is nobody talking about his football team? Does he have a quarterback? Like what's that situation? It's just the whole thing is.
And why is his girlfriend
bizarre.
Asking to be copied on every single correspondence?
Well, and then the
statement,
and then the statement they put out, he's like, I thought it was going to be only about football. Bill, you didn't get a phone call from Phil Steele. You're going out with CBS Sunday morning. What the hell do you think it's going to be about?
And this woman who you say you have both a personal and professional relationship with is involved in every single thing that you do. She is the only
She absolutely wrote that statement.
She has such an outsized figure that she's now a one-name person. She doesn't even have a last name.
Jordan.
Did you guys see the Instagram post where Steve Belichick's wife is allegedly responding?
No. Tell us about that. Spill that tea, please.
We love tea here, Aditi.
Give us some Bigelow tea on that one.
Me too. I will tell you this, that this is from a longtime offensive coordinator in the National Football League just sent me these, and they are apparently screen grabs of Instagram posts.
I'm looking at them right now. Here we go.
One is, yes, Nikki Glaser is
the comedian.
Suggesting, yep. The comedian is suggesting that this woman, Jordan Hudson, is simply acting as his publicist. This is what publicists do. And Jenny B., who is apparently Steve Belichick's wife, responds, publicists act in a professional manner and don't storm off set delaying an interview.
Man.
Ooh. Wow, that was a very Jersey off for me, wasn't it? Off.
Yeah. Why is Nikki Glaser defending this woman? Nikki Glaser would be, I've seen Nikki Glaser stand up. She would be the kind of woman eviscerating this Jordan.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know why she went that way with it.
They're Maybe also we calling about into, Will Howard. I feel like I'm going
no,
into
this
battle.
No, this is great. I think our
honestly,
listeners care
is
about
like
this
riveting stuff.
I'm
way more interested in this than if Will Howard can beat out Mason Rudolph to be the backup to Aaron Rodgers eventually.
You were in
what?
Green.
Oh, okay.
You were in Green
Go
Bay.
Ahead.
So
I was.
You,
Bill Belichick was not, yeah. as far as I know. At least I didn't run into him.
And I think at one point you did say, or someone on CBS said, from CBS said, "Look, Sanders is going to fall completely out of the first round." And then it happened, and then it, yep, you
well,
did.
Well, I said it in a much softer way. I said, don't be surprised, yep. because, you know, it felt
so
like mean to
now,
say it the other way.
Now that we're a few days removed, from the people you've talked to, what's the best reason you've heard for why he went from, let's say, a consensus at worst, second-round pick, all the way down to the fifth round?
I think that's the misnomer right there. I will tell you this from the very beginning, and I should say from the very beginning, let's go back to the combine when I was really having conversations with people about Shedeur Sanders. You're saying consensus. I think that was a media consensus, an external consensus,
okay.
a fan consensus, a hype consensus, a Dion created consensus. That he was that high. I will very honestly tell you that there was not a single evaluator of the position of quarterback, be it a coach or a coordinator or a scout that I spoke to, that felt he was quite as talented, physically gifted, that he was quite as physically gifted as the hype train, the media train had made him out to be. And so going all the way back to the combine, there had been a fair amount of chatter about this, but there was also, if you remember, there was some reporting at that time about that. And there was this immediate pushback that people were being unfair because they weren't perhaps considering that his parentage made him one of one, that his personality might just be a little bit different and being read differently, that perhaps people are looking at certain people who are of certain races a little bit differently than they would others, or they're reading people differently. And so there was a lot of pushback when there was ever any public suggestion that, hey, this could be a talented player, this could be an NFL player, but this maybe isn't a superstar ascending can't miss franchise quarterback. There was a lot of pushback against that. And I think that there were a lot of people that felt, what was the win in coming out there and saying that,
Aditi,
before the draft?
You know the Browns so well. You know the people involved there that made the decision on him. You know the makeup of their quarterback room as well as anybody now. Like, how would you handicap that situation?
I mean, I'm stunned. I don't know what else that you could. You're asking me personally. I can't. There's a way that I can answer this, and I can toe the line and be a responsible sideline reporter and all of that, but I'll tell you, it completely, absolutely blew my mind in every way possible, especially after they had taken
Do you
taken
think
Jones
Andrew
Gabriel.
Berry and Kevin Stefanski had anything to do with actually picking Sanders other than submitting a card with his name on it?
Yeah, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
I love that. Do you think there's?
I'm compromised here. I think it's fair.
How would you handicap who comes
out of
that?
Listeners, I'm compromised.
No, okay. Who do you? If you had to handicap that four horse race, because I'm leaving Watson out of it, obviously. likeliest person to be the week one starter, because Kenneth Shane Pickett is right now the betting favorite.
Yep.
Well, and I still think that he is the lead candidate to do so. Look, you know what? They very clearly said, in trading away from a generational talent and a tremendous personality in Travis Hunter, and I say that because this is an old school soul. And it's funny because on Thursday morning, I had this conversation. I was on the phone with a general manager on Thursday morning, and we were talking about how Travis Hunter truly is old school and the way that he approaches the game and how smart he is and how committed to the game he is and how driven he is. This is a generational talent who would have been so perfect in helping reset the culture of your locker room. In taking that trade, the Browns were essentially saying, we are looking to 2026 for our next franchise quarterback. We are all in on doing that next year. And look, it's really hard to move away from a generational player, but I also talked to three different organizations, front office people, who said you couldn't turn that trade down. There was so much capital that you were being given right there. And if you were looking to 2026 anyway, and now you have two first-round picks in 2026, this is a trade that was hard to walk away from. But in doing that, in walking away from a generational talent in Travis Hunter, you're saying that you're looking to 2026 for your quarterback. Why are you taking two quarterbacks in 2025?
Great point.
Why? If you want to take one, because you should take one every year, because you should have a developmental guy every year, and if one of them turns into your backup at some point, then wow, you're lucky. And if one of them turns into Tom Brady or Brock Purdy, well, you've hit the lottery. Okay. But two? Two? When you are looking to 2026 for your franchise quarterback, then you need to build a team that is going to support who that quarterback is. And in a lot of ways, like, you look at what the Steelers did, they shored up that line. They got big and they got strong and they got physical, and it would have been great had they gotten another wide receiver.
They
actually
enacted
a plan. They're basically saying
they enacted a plan, Aditi. That much is clear. The Steelers, I mean. And the Browns, you want to hear a bold prediction?
And if one more thing. Wait, yes. I'm going to cut you off to exactly what I'm saying. The Steelers did what I just said. They took a shot on a developmental quarterback in Will Howard. And if he turns into a number two, great. The kid's a good athlete. He's got good leadership traits. You know, he may not ever be a starter in the NFL, but everybody needs a backup. And you take a chance. Every year you take a chance on a guy that's a developmental guy. Okay, so like, they did it right. They didn't. I was so worried last week when we were talking because of all this external noise. Oh my goodness, what if they take Shedeur Sanders?
Or Dart.
Because I hadn't heard. Well, I don't know. You know, like, I wouldn't rip that if they had taken Dart. I wouldn't have. I mean, Dart's got a higher ceiling than Will Howard does.
Well, clearly the NFL thinks that. One guy went in the first round, the other guy went in the fifth round. So.
Well, I mean, I also said that I thought that he would be a first rounder. I also said on the air that I thought that Tyler Shuck, and that what I had been told was that Tyler Shuck and maybe even Jalen Milroe would go before Shedeur Sanders. So a lot of this seems externally surprising, but anyway.
But wait a minute. Who was your prediction again?
What you were going to say.
What was your prediction last week, Chris? Did you go Shedeur, I think, for the first round
pick?
Yeah,
I don't know what I did. I remember I like whined and said, why do you press me on this? And I don't know.
I also think, well, as an aside.
No, yeah,
I was going to say about anybody predicting Shedeur, as an aside, I think Mike Tomlin is more than happy to play into external notions that he really likes a particular quarterback. I think he did it with Willis. I think he did it with Sanders. And it's pretty clear that Sanders was like QB 6 or 7 on their board. No, my prediction, Aditi, is that the Cleveland Browns, the team that you are a sideline reporter for, the team that you are compromised
in the preseason.
I know. With CBS Sports, of course, during the regular season. I know. I think you're going to be the sideline reporter in the preseason for a team coached by Deion Sanders within 2 years.
Oh, my God.
I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
Well, so who do you think has a better chance of being the guy that gets traded or cut, Kenny or Flacco? Because they ain't getting rid of Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
How do you know? Shedeur Sanders is a fifth-round pick.
Man, that would be something. That would be something. If they try
to pass
him through the practice squad.
I mean, there's no, Yeah. And then maybe he's on the practice squad.
Yeah. All right, Aditi. Great
they
talk.
They have to ultimately make a decision, just really quickly. They have to ultimately make a decision who is more valuable in that room as the season goes. And now maybe, again, this is a prime opportunity. I've met Shedeur Sanders exactly once in my life, and I will tell you that I enjoyed my interaction with him. I have a pretty high BS meter. I'm pretty good at judging outsized arrogance. I enjoyed my conversation with him.
Where do we come down? Where are we on your BS meter?
That's a conversation for off the air.
Wow.
But I will say this. Is he going to take this? Is Shedeur Sanders going to take this as some level of humbling? Maybe I didn't approach the pre-draft process right. Maybe I listened to my dad too much in thinking that I didn't need to do certain things. And I really now need to fight. And
I don't know. He was throwing Louis Vuitton cases at people right after he got drafted. So that would tell me he probably hasn't been adequately
All right.
humble.
Maybe it was momentary excitement, and now he'll come back to Earth. I don't know.
Aditi, we enjoy our visit this week. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys. Bye.
There you go. All Access with Aditi.
Was it unfair that I hit her with the thing that caused a plead the fifth?
No, I loved that because that gave me an answer. Plead the fifth can actually be...
No,
you're not incriminating yourself, but you are sometimes by pleading the fifth.
Has anyone ever pled the fifth without having good reason to, like, not say the answer? Like, somebody pleads the fifth, but what they were going to say is completely innocuous?
I think what you got to do is plead the fifth right from the very beginning. Like, when it starts with, like,
Remember
an innocuous
Chappelle
question,
just pled
you come
the fifth?
Right out and plead the fifth.
What is your name? Is your name Andrew Filipponi? I plead the
exactly.
fifth.
Exactly. And then he starts saying, like, the fifth and stuff like that.
F-I-F.
Man, people...
Doesn't he count to five at one point to do it?
I got to tell you something. There's someone else who just texted me this question. I've gotten it now, like, nine times today. People are enthralled by this Shelty evil eye.
Yeah?
People want more details and information on the Shelton evil eye.
How many more details can you give? You already said the restaurant doesn't do business with us. You're not going to give them a free pop.
Right. And I also wouldn't say it because I don't want people to, like, go there and be like, okay, this is where he eats now. You know, also out of fairness to that whole possibility. Yeah. They want to know.
I want to know.
Donnie, have you ever gotten the evil eye out in public before?
I mean, if I did, I didn't notice it.
Have you given the evil eye?
Nah.
How about you?
Have I given the evil eye?
Yeah. Like mean mugged somebody, like, hey.
Probably. Probably at some point. Yeah.
I remember
it was like, I don't think it was like a media member. Or
I remember
like
at a work
athlete.
Party you were getting the evil eye, and then it actually came to.
Oh, yeah. Ahead. Yeah. No, I was getting the evil eye, but once again, Mulsey came out on top in that one. I think that.
Self-loathing Mulsey.
Giving me that evil eye ended up getting a large L later on.
Self-loathing Mulsey will like denigrate himself, and then he will be very quick to remind people, like, oh, yeah. Look who's still on top, buddy. Where are you at these days?
Big Earn is still above the law.
Facebook.
Time for a Donnie football debrief. It's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Our resident football guy has his big football topic of the day. Go ahead, Don.
The debrief, April 30, 2025. So we are 2 weeks away from the NFL schedule release, and NFL.com. What, you threw your hands up at me?
No, like...
Doing a little intro here.
You've already found it in Sarah, but for single men out there, I want them to find a significant other who loves them the way that you love NFL schedule scuttlebutt. I honestly think it's your favorite thing.
Apparently, I'm not alone. They're making the whole thing its own freaking event.
I know, but don't you agree, Chris? This guy lives for Steelers schedule rumors. And I'm not, hey, this is not a judgmental thing at all.
I think it's more indicative of Donnie is just an avatar for, like, the true hardcore NFL fan. Like, I know people that are more, I put a poll question up, and the week three random game barely went out over what are you more hyped for as a fan, your team's random week three game, like actually watching it, or the draft, and the game barely won. I think the NFL has turned a legion of people into fans of ancillary stuff.
The Legion of Doom?
Like, you love.
I mean,
the
it really
schedule,
is incredible.
Really. They,
like,
had an announcement.
They turned everything into an event, and
they
it works.
They had a schedule release announcement, not the schedule, when the schedule release, which we always know is within like a 3-day window, they gave you one of those 3 days and told you when it would be, and people were over the moon about it. They had two different anchors from two different networks do a joint announcement of the schedule. That's incredible. It's like a magic trick. Can you imagine if Gary Bettman was like, all right, the NHL schedule release is going to be on whenever date. People like, hey, Gary, who gives a rat's ass?
They'd say, give me more Law & Order SVU.
Yes.
Don, hit us with the debrief.
So NFL.com put out the top 10 most intriguing games for them this upcoming season. So number one, you got Chiefs at Bills. Of course, we don't know when these games will be, but we do know the teams
the game
and
has to suck
the
for
location.
The Bills fans. Has to suck for Bills fans. You know, even if you win that game, you still have to deal with just torture in the playoffs.
They've won last four regular season games.
That's means right. Means nothing to Bills fans.
So I wouldn't
smart.
Put it one for the exact reason Chris just gave you.
Lions and Eagles, which could very well be one of the kickoff
games. I'd put that above Chiefs Bills. Because I think that's the Lions saying if we don't stub our toe like and just screw up, basically.
Against the Commanders?
Yeah, we get the powerhouse matchup in Detroit, which I think could have played out very differently than the real title game did.
Rams at Ravens.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd put it up that high.
That seems a little random
to
me. So
did any Steelers games make the list?
Well, we're going to get to that. Eagles at Chiefs.
All right, that's a pretty good one. It's a rematch of the Super Bowl. I don't know why that wouldn't be one.
Bengals at Bills. They got to assume the Bengals pick things up a bit.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Bears at Commanders after the Hail Mary last season.
That's a little much. I think that's way more about the quarterbacking thing there than anything.
They're counting on Ben Johnson to turn around the offense
100%.
There.
100%. I think he will.
100%.
Ravens at Chiefs, which was a great opener.
I think that one's
season.
Good. That's a good one. They always play great regular season games.
This one felt a little bit like a reach for me. Broncos at Texans. They're counting on two teams that made the playoffs making a big step.
Oh my God, that sounds like a game Andrew Catalan is going to call.
I knew
let
you
alone
were going to say
top 10 game of the year.
I knew you were going to say a Catalan bit. Do the Catalan bit.
Top 10? They're going to send friggin' Andrew Catalan to that game.
I feel like we're dogging Catalan, though, and we all
he's
like him.
He's good, but it's going to be Tiki Barber who's going to be half asleep. Or one eye is going to be watching the Giants game, and the other eye is going to be watching Broncos-Texans.
All right,
my God.
That one feels very
Vikings
weak.
At Seahawks.
The Darnold Bowl?
Darnold versus McCarthy.
I think they're stretching a little bit there.
And then Packers and Steelers, number 10.
I think if it's Aaron Rodgers with Pittsburgh, and they think it will be, even though I don't think Aaron Rodgers will be great, I think that game needs to be much higher.
So did you do this in order, Donnie, is how they ranked them?
Because much like when Brady went back to New England for the first time and it was Bucks-Patriots, even though this game would either be played here or in Dublin, I still think just the emotions of Aaron Rodgers playing the team that he won a Super Bowl with and won four MVPs with is like, man, that might be the signature game in the NFL this season, if it happens.
All right.
I'm also wondering, now that this is a little conspiracy theory, but their writers know something that we don't because they said, like,
tons of people.
Because
have...
they put where? Acrisure Stadium, Pittsburgh.
Mm. Maybe.
Although, as if, like, is this ruled out for Ireland
you could
because
say
it's
that they
like
know,
too big
you
if
could
Rodgers
say
does
they
come
know,
here?
They know that it's going to happen in Dublin anyway. And they're just not letting the cat out of the bag yet.
If the NFL is smart, which sometimes they are with these things, sometimes they are not, between now and Halloween, so the first half of the NFL schedule, I would have the Steelers play three games in that first 8 or 9 games for sure.
Against the Brownies?
At the Bears, at the Jets, and the Packers. Because who knows what happens with Aaron Rodgers' brittle 41-year-old body. Those are all huge games because of his rivalry with the Bears, the way that the Jets' marriage ended, and obviously his career in Green Bay. And if you schedule those things in November and December, you run the risk that he's not available for those games, and it just turns into a nothing burger game.
Very good point, but you do want to make sure that if he does get hurt, Mason and Kenny can have their showdown at some point, I would say. I rank these games, by the way, on the fly, Donnie, how I would rank them. Ready?
Like the ones that we went through.
The ones we went through. You said you did them in order. Here's my ranking. Philly-KC, it's a Super Bowl rematch, 1. Detroit-Philly, could have been the two overall best complete rosters in the league last year, number 2. Green Bay Steelers 3, assuming Rodgers because he's just a ton of oxygen. Baltimore at KC 4. I have Kansas City at Buffalo 5, although that, I mean, we see that game every year. Cincy at Buffalo 6, LA at Baltimore 7, Chicago at Washington 8, Minnesota at Seattle 9. I don't get Denver at Houston, man. That is like the, which one of these is not like the other in school? You get four squares in a circle, and you have to pick out which one isn't like the rest. That's the one.
I just thought about something. So obviously, the way that this Crowley trip to Dublin works, it's good for the station in that this company, this travel company is advertising on the station. That's terrific. That's tremendous. We love doing business with these places that want to send Steelers fans to these remote locations like Dublin. And Crowley's going to do it. But Crowley's going to be there for 5 to 6 days. You're telling me Mr. Content himself, Craig, loves the idea that potentially his prize pupil, the guy that he
discovered
and takes claim, like, yeah, this is my guy, like, he's on my coaching tree.
Like, our old boss Ryan would have to take credit for me, I guess, because he promoted me to this show, but yeah.
Or blame. Deal. He goes and gets Crowley, and Crowley's going to miss an entire week of Steelers-Packers Aaron Rodgers buildup to go drink his face off in Ireland?
It is the job Crowley was born to do. Maybe he just says, you can drink your face off in Ireland, Crowley, but you've got to post on social.
If our program director believes in Adam, which we know he does, he's got to be livid over that.
I mean, is his expectation to take, what is it, a...
Comrex unit?
Yeah, he's going to take that baby on the plane?
You got to get all new like plugs for it because you're in another country. They don't have the same like wall outlets.
Are we now green-lighting people doing the shows drunk? Because he ain't going to be sober in Dublin for those shows.
I could make a very easy joke right now, but
it's,
I won't.
It's late after... What, it would be an upgrade on what you hear now? What was the joke going to be?
No, not going to make it. I'll
because what's 6 a.m. Dublin time?
11 a.m. 1 a.m. this time.
What?
They're 5 hours ahead.
Yeah.
So 6 a.m. in Dublin is 1 a.m. here.
No, the 6 a.m. show here would be
11 a.m.
11 a.m. there.
In Dublin.
So he would be on from 11 to 3?
Correct.
That's prime drinking time for him over there.
What time isn't prime drinking time for Crowley? Anyway, I heard Craig is looking into it.
I mean, if he... I mean, if Craig wants me for a couple morning shows that week, I would...
Yeah.
I would do it.
But that would mean you leave us.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul, as it were.
All right. And what if I'm in Dublin? What if we're all in Dublin?
Okay, let's not.
But see, we've already talked about this. This isn't going to be get there Friday, get out Monday.
Yeah, see, you seem to have a business plan to it, too, not a 5 or 6 day vacation.
It's almost like Pony has already been told by people that that's what his schedule is.
And FanDuel would make sure that we have the requisite equipment to put on a spectacular show from there.
How many actual fans of the PM team do you think there are in Ireland? Like, would we get somebody who came up to us who was not a Pittsburgher traveling, who had an Irish, you know,
no,
Irish accent?
But I think fans
wrong.
Going to
I think there's somebody that would be there that would be an Irish person.
Like the guy that announced the Will Howard pick, like that
there
Irish
somebody
bastard?
Somebody would be like, I've heard you, you know, I'm not going to do it. What'd you call him?
I said that Irish bastard that did that.
Jeez.
You know the guy I'm talking. I said that as a term of endearment.
That good old Irish bastard up there. I think there are PM team fans who are natives of Ireland in Dublin who would come up to us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.